This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
All right. Hello. Listen, think about this. You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at
97.3. Oh, Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice and Morning Show. Is it me or? Or is this like the longest week ever? Like, when is Winterland going to happen? I'm ready. I'm waiting. Everything is all set. Just get me to Friday. Get me to Winterland. Get me to our party. Partay.
Did you also make your kids two dinners last night?
No, I did not. Oh, my God, please. I can't even imagine. I honestly could never go back to the kid thing. Like, I'm so free, right? You have no idea. Yesterday,
no, I do have an
yesterday,
idea.
We did not have any electricity the whole day. And so when I got home, I'm like, let's go to a movie. We went and saw Wicked. And then I went to my neighbor's house to take a shower because that's the only way I could take one because I have on-demand hot water. And then I was in my house with candles until exactly 6:30 when it came back on.
I'm waiting.
I did not cry, my friend. I don't know why you're so sappy inside now. You know what? I take that
you
back.
You do know why.
I missed it up during the dance scene. That was a nice scene. Come closer.
Forget about that. Come closer. Tell me your movie review. You've seen the play.
Yes.
You love musicals.
Yep.
Give us your review.
There's a lot to like there. I liked
it. You didn't love it.
I didn't love it, but I did like it a lot.
Wow.
Yeah. I thought it was really good. I enjoyed it very much. It's definitely not in my top 10 movies. That's for sure.
You know? Well, it's not in my top 10 either, yeah. But can't believe I didn't fall asleep or walk out.
Yeah.
Or
no, it is. It's beautiful. It's interesting. It's incredibly well performed. I really liked it. I give it 4 stars. What do you give it?
Well, I don't...
You came in yesterday or whenever you came out.
I don't know what to give it in terms of stars because it's still not my kind of movie.
Right. But you came in and said, I like Wicked. You didn't say I love Wicked.
Well,
I like Wicked.
Listen, I've thought about it. I enjoyed it very much.
Very much.
There's no question I have enjoyed talking with people who've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
I have a curiosity about it because I haven't seen the play. And there is, from what I've been told, this is just from having conversations with people, the book and the play are different.
Yes.
And the play and the movie are different.
There's a lot more. It's going on the same track, but they have a lot more time to get everything that they want to get done. I mean, they're doing 2 full movies and it ends at a point where I was just like, oh, I thought maybe they would end it at the point where it ended before and then have another chapter that I'd never seen before. So I don't know what they're going to do with it. And I got to wait a year to find out. But I think in the meantime, what I'm going to do is reread the book because I had forgotten about the animal situation.
And in the start of the book.
Yes.
Let me go back.
All right.
And it, by the way, I am not trying to spoil anything for
anybody, but
I am talking about the movie Wicked. If you haven't seen it, and this is the most important watch in the history of your life, I never want you to tune out ever at all, but you may want to.
Don't tune out. Just go la, la, la a few times.
If you're fearing that I might do something, I'm not going to try to do that.
All right.
But I don't want you to. Okay. They insinuate a different father in the movie than...
Insinuate?
Well, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, they pretty much...
Well, I'm trying to be vague, Sarah.
Okay.
From the book, there's a conversation about... Now, I don't know if I haven't gotten to a point where they're going to say in the book, it wasn't him. It was... I don't know if they're going to do that in the book. I'm not sure yet. But they've, so far, they're not letting us in on who, if there's any kind of scandalous situation going on. And then in the movie, I went, oh, I know who that is. You can, they don't show you, but you can.
Right. Yes. And he sings a special song later.
So
I mean, I felt like they were heavy-handed with that.
Oh, I well,
it's sort of a discovery in the book. It's not such an incredibly obvious reveal. I felt.
Well, let me put it this way.
Okay.
When I mentioned that to my kid, she went, "I didn't." Of course, she's a kid and wouldn't have picked up all that. But so
I think that's why they made it so obvious. Truthfully, because. Because the dad, the husband, she's all, I love you, bye, turns around and lets the other guy in.
I'm
spoiler
so
alert.
I was going to say, if you haven't seen this, this is...
I think we've been pretty heavy-handed with our, you know, we don't want to spoil this for you, but we're about to spoil everything. And that, honestly, that's such a... It's truthfully in the grand arc of the thing.
It's 2 minutes.
Yeah. It's the first 2 minutes,
yeah.
Basically. Well, you know, okay, I got a question. I didn't see anything about this, and I don't know if there's people mad about it. Why aren't the Munchkins Munchkins? Like, they hired zero little people. Like, was that intentional? They were like, that's insulting? Like, are there little people out there who are like, I got kids to feed. I want to work. I thought I was going to get a part in Wicked because I'm built for that.
I can't answer that.
They're all just regular people. They didn't even seem short. Except for her boyfriend in real life. I was telling John all about that. He was like, oh my God, really? I'm like, yeah.
It's better than the movie.
Yeah. Blew his life up. Blew his life up. And she is going to be so sick. That guy is a dweeb. Like, she's going to be so sick of him doing him so soon. Anyway.
Well, I don't know.
Or maybe they're forever.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, you
Thank
never
you.
Know.
Next.
Who,
Thank you.
Who stays forever.
Next. Yeah,
I mean,
it is.
Don't you think the people that knew you in your... youth,
yes,
probably saw you with John and went, that's not gonna last.
Oh, definitely. Yeah,
like,
yeah, I remember
she's
one of the guys
eat him alive, spit him out, and then move right on down the road.
Evil
and
Rick
here
goes,
you are.
I because we basically broke up the band we were in at the time, and then in the end, we were the thing that held it all together because the two of us were together,
right?
Evil Rick goes, this has to stop. You're not capable of being in a relationship, and we know he is.
Oh, they said that to you?
Yeah.
Or he said that to you? I mean, he is evil, so.
Evil Rick, yeah. They were like trying to get us to break up. It was like, no, we need a single, we don't need two people in the band going at it.
And we were.
Huh. Well, anyway, so maybe she does end up, you know, maybe this is her John.
Maybe.
You know?
You know what? Maybe. You know what? I hope so.
Let me ask you a question.
I'm ready.
So... what about that?
What about what?
You heard me.
I don't
what
know.
About why was John like, what is it about John? Were you just like, I'm ready to settle down and John's perfect for me? Or were you like, it snuck up? I didn't
it
expect
definitely
him to,
snuck up on me.
I didn't expect him to fulfill my every need in space, but it turns out he's a perfect fit for me. It was as shocking to me as the rest of the world, but here I am still entirely fulfilled.
Yeah, there were even times when we first started dating where I was like, yeah, this probably won't last. Like, oh, it's fun, but that's not going to happen.
In the early days when you were just hanging out,
yes,
were there other men that you were still kind of hanging with?
No, I think I've told you this. I had a year. And then,
oh, we know about the year.
Yes. And then I took some real time off from that. Like, remember when you quit drinking in your early 20s? I quit banging random dudes.
Mm.
So I had taken a little time. And I guess I, oh my goodness.
Oh, I'm sorry. My mic wasn't working. And now
I thought he's getting all like excited about something.
Go.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My mic works, I guess.
Now we just started hanging and it got to a point where I was like really wanting to talk to him and really wanting to see him. And we were going to each, like he had an apartment. He was going to school at the time, University of Lowell, Massachusetts. UMass Lowell, maybe. I don't know what the hell it was. Anyway, I would drive up there. It was really far. So I would drive up there after practice. And then I'd have to get up the crack of dawn to drive back down to where I live for my work.
Oh, you and, wanted it.
I did. Oh, my God. I was so horny. And and then, you know what I would spend the night because I wasn't going to drive 2.5 hours back
right.
home. So we used to do all the stuff. And then I remember very early days, he was reading a book of short stories from Stephen King. And he's like, hey, let me read you. And he just started reading me. And then he's getting kind of tired, but I'm reading. And I'm like, oh, let me read some. And so I was reading some out loud. So we were reading to each other. And then that became like this thing that we do. And we still do it.
That is so sweet.
It was sweet. And I haven't thought about that in a really long time, actually. About that was just like the beginning of the whole thing. It was, I don't know. We had known each other a really long time and had messed around a few times, too.
I understand, but you were so thirsty. And all of a sudden, you're not.
I wasn't. No, I had turned it off for a while. And oh, you mean now? Yeah, no, now I'm not thirsty at all.
Now,
oh my God,
I mean,
forget about
then,
it. I'm not interested at all.
I'm saying, oh, I'm talking about then.
I've been trying to be more affectionate, though, Vinny. I've been trying to be like, you know, let me love you up a little bit. Let me show you how much I love you and without having to do all the stuff. Like, can I just? So I've been trying, you know, to
I'm
be
glad to hear that.
More amenable. Because I do love him, and I feel like, and I am attracted to him. I'm just not horny at all anymore. So I'm trying my best. Doing what I can.
I don't know. I think you still are.
I am not, I assure you. But thank you for, I don't know, the lifeline. I don't know what you're throwing me there, but I'm just going to let
I think when you get a few in you probably get a little more.
Oh, no. Then I have an excuse. I'm like, nah, I'm too drunk for that. Bye. See you tomorrow.
I'm going to go sleep in the bathroom.
Right.
So you think that break, the cooling period after your tour of New England.
I think it got me ready for a different kind of relationship.
It changed your perspective.
Yes.
And you felt like, I got to get my together.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right. It. So I back to Wicked.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that dweeby guy that she's dating now, maybe he is her John.
Maybe. You don't
think
so?
She's the hottest thing on earth. She's so perfectly awful in that. She's just a terrible person. The person that she plays, that Ariana Grande plays, Galinda, to start with.
And that was the question I had for the few people who'd seen it was, is that role was defined before she stepped into it, right?
Yes.
Like if you saw the play, all of the hair waving and all of those things are there already, right?
Did you notice, here's another spoiler alert for Wicked. There's a massive cameo and it's the two people who originated the
I already spoiled
the
that. Someone wrote in and said, that's an Easter egg and you just blew it.
Yeah, sorry about that. But there's a big Easter egg in the middle that I feel was very much indicative of how the two main characters feel about themselves and each other. Like there's the whole, I'm in your way, I'm pushing you off the stage, I'm the star of the show kind of thing. Like, yes, that she's doing a great job playing the defined role of Galinda.
Okay.
or just Glinda.
I love that.
Yeah. The whole thing is great. I think they did a really nice job with it.
I have a
really good
kind of an answer on why the Munchkins aren't small.
Oh, yeah. What's the deal?
He wanted to portray them as joyful, innocent people. And most importantly, he really had the guy that played Bach, John Chu. Or no, that's John Chu's the director.
No, Bach is Ethan Slater. That's the dweeby boyfriend. Yeah.
Right. And he knew he wanted him to play Bach, and he wanted to base the other Munchkins kind of on Bach, more homogenous look, like more instead of
they all
being
look
small,
like a bunch of maybe redheaded, freckle faced, not small people.
Yeah, so that was his thing. It was like the Munchkins don't need to be small; they do need to be kind of similar.
I don't know, like Munchkin. Just and, I guess because Munchkin's been in my life my whole life, like that word means a little person,
right?
Which I'm assuming it's even derogatory if you were to call a little person that, but that's,
I am sure
it's very much affiliated with that.
Every multi $100 million undertaking, they have long meetings about what they should or shouldn't do in every
right,
you know, dangerous territory, right?
I always think that stuff, and then some company puts up something that gets them canceled on Twitter.
Well,
you know, like,
408 says. Richard, 408, Odyssey.
Hey,
Vinny, I saw the movie yesterday based on your recommendation. You know, I want to, Richard, let me just say, I don't think I did recommend it because I really was very clear, I thought, about how I'm not a musical guy and I liked it, but I don't know anything about musicals or it compared to the book, the movie, the play. What I felt, though, and it was true, the movie went by quickly. I never got up. I was entertained the whole time. Anyway, Richard goes on and says, I turned in my man card. It was a great movie. I enjoyed it immensely. It's good.
Yeah, it's good. It's very enjoyable. And if you like the story, I think you'll like the movie very much.
Is it go by myself to the theater good? Because that's what I'm going to end up doing.
I honestly think I might have enjoyed it slightly more if I'd gone by myself. Because John was definitely not as into it as I was. And I will say this. I wasn't doing jumping jacks. I wasn't like, you know, rah, rah. I was like, this is a solidly done, very well acted and performed, beautiful, good movie. This is a very good movie. A plus. And it's not, well, I'm going to give it a solid A. It's a 4-star movie. It is not a 5-star movie. And I'm not sure exactly what I think I'm missing here.
Yeah, what could it have been? Do you think, I can't think of her name now. Elphaba.
Cynthia Erivo.
You think she's a good singer?
I thought she was a very good singer. Very good singer. And I thought that she did, I think everyone did a very good job. It's a very good movie. Am I like... And we were even singing Gravity on the way home. So I don't know what there's, but it's not great. I mean, it is great. It's great. What an achievement. It's wonderful.
You know.
So you gave me a non-answer on that. Thank you.
I would say that I would have enjoyed it a little bit more if I hadn't been sitting next to John, who I knew really wasn't enjoying it the way I was.
He didn't like it.
He did like it. He just didn't like it as much as I liked it, which wasn't as much as I'm sure the movie makers wanted me to like it.
415 says, OMG, Sarah, my sister and I saw Wicked 2 yesterday and thought it was done really well. The dance scene is one of my favorite scenes, and I teared up during that scene, too.
Mm.
You know, on the just the other day, and I know we got a break, but I'll just finish with, just the other day, a point was made to me, and I went, oh, that's it. When I saw the movie Up, which came out in like 2010,
yes,
something like before my kid was born. And I love that movie.
Yes.
I did not cry in that movie, though.
Right.
And that is a movie where you would cry. Like, there's the first 20,
oh my God.
10, whatever it
I
is.
I was bawling in the first 5 minutes.
It's the love story. It's
Cut
the
short.
Most idyllic love story of all time. These kids meet young. They and then they share their whole life together.
Her.
Yes.
Right.
So there's all that. And I didn't cry. That all.
Have you gone back and watched it and cried
but
since?
Yes, I have. And that's my point. Something happened when I carried
Something
a child for 9 months and I birthed that baby.
Something
and it changed
is not
me
the same.
For good. And yeah, now I cry at crap. I don't know why. Did you know, says 925, Peter Dinklage is the professor?
Yes. I thought it was obvious that it was him. John was like, ah, that voice is so familiar. And we sat and thinking about it. By the way, we saw this movie. I haven't been to a movie in forever, like a movie in a theater, et cetera. Mm-hmm. We've gone this way. You remember Larkspur Landing Theater? You used to live right near there.
Yes, I did. I don't remember the theater, though. I didn't go to the movies.
I remember it as being a theater full of, like a regular auditorium. It is now maybe 10 rows of seats. They all recline. They're in a full-on, kind of like a, like, not quite stadium seating, but not quite the way a regular movie. Like, someone could sit right in front of you, and they'd would not be near you. And there's a huge walkway in front of every row of seats. Like, they've cut the seats down by, I don't know, 2/3. It just doesn't seem like there's that. It's all reserved seating. It wasn't particularly.
I love the reserved seating.
Oh my God, it's great. And you get a little tray and a place to put your, mm-hmm. I mean, the seats are, you hit the button, go back, kind of watching it in a reclining. I was like, this is where I'm seeing all my movies. If only they had kettle corn. They didn't have kettle corn.
Did they have 10 theaters there?
4 theaters.
Okay, so the one near my house has like 10 theaters.
And does it have the good
seating? It doesn't
have
those seating, that seating, but you do pay for your seat. You pick it out, you buy your seat. There's one theater in there, and we walked into it. We're like, with our tickets, the 5 o'clock, Wicked, hi, we're here for the, you're in our, we're F. And they go, this is a private birthday party. It's small enough that you can rent out the movie for a group of, like, the whole...
Oh.
They bought the whole thing. I don't know
so
how that
works.
So
you didn't get to go in that one?
No, we went in the wrong one.
Oh, I see.
It's like, so they said, you got to go down the hall. And I went and asked, and they go, oh, yours is the other direction. And we went and got our seats. But I was really surprised. Like, that was a birthday party. Mm. Watching Wicked at 5
fun.
O'clock.
That's really fun. What a fun thing
for
to do
for someone
on your
who's
birthday.
Into musicals, sure.
Well, now you know.
Yeah.
That'll be a fun thing to spring on your kids.
You know, yes. It's your theater. You could sing. You could do whatever you want.
Mm. I totally. Oh, yeah. You know what? I'm not going to play a song. I'm just KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this. You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
All right, guys. It's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.